With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The jury deliberated less than an hour before finding a 34-year-old illegal alien guilty of the brutal murder of a Maryland mother of five.
Rachel Morin was attacked while exercising on a popular hiking trail northeast of Baltimore. The case hinged on DNA evidence connecting Victor Martinez Hernandez, a Salvadorian national, to the crime. President Trump's reaction on Truth Social, quote, life was taken at the hands of a monster who should have never been here in the first place, unquote. He blames Biden open border policies.
That's George Williams reporting. A federal judge has put a temporary hold on deportations of immigrants in Colorado who face possible removal under President Trump's invocation of an 18th century law known as the Alien Enemies Act. The president declared the law in effect to speed up deportations of members of a Venezuelan gang he contends is invading the United States. The Supreme Court says those accused of being in the gang deserve a hearing in federal court before being deported. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Ben Thomas reports FEMA has denied a request for disaster relief from Washington State.
Washington Governor Bob Ferguson says the Federal Emergency Management Agency has denied a request for emergency relief funds to help repair an estimated $34 million in damage from a November bomb cyclone. The storm system battered the state with strong winds and rain that caused widespread damage and power outages, toppling trees that killed at least two people. The governor maintains the state met all the criteria to qualify and says the state will appeal. The denial comes as President Trump has questioned whether to completely disband FEMA. I'm Ben Thomas.
Stocks remain in positive territory. The Dow up 51 points, the Nasdaq adding 54. This is SRN News. A new study links Christian practices with pro-life opinions.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, the more frequently an American goes to church, the more likely it is that he opposes abortion. People who pray regularly are also more likely to be pro-life, as are those who read the Bible on a regular basis. The poll seems to indicate that the more a person practices his Christian faith, the more he will come to the conclusion that unborn babies are living human beings whose lives need to be protected. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians across the country and around the world are celebrating Holy Week, the most important week on the liturgical calendar. Next up is Maundy Thursday, then Good Friday, and finally Easter Sunday. This year, for the first time in several years, both Protestant and Orthodox Christians will mark Easter in the same day. Most years, the difference in calendars used by the two traditions separate both Easter and Christmas. This is SRN News. Japanese regulators accuse Google of violating anti-monopoly laws.
The Japan Fair Trade Commission's cease and desist order says Google must stop the pre-installation of the Google search engine in Android smartphones, which, it says, in effect, shuts out competition. Google Japan says in a statement that it finds the action regrettable, adding it had invested in Japan significantly to promote innovation as a technology leader. It's unclear if Google, a subsidiary of Alphabet, will fight the order. In the US, a judge ruled last year that Google had illegally exploited its dominance to squash competition. I'm Charles DeLadesma.
In health news, Pfizer ending the development of a potentially once-daily pill treatment for obesity after a drug trial participant experienced a drug-induced liver injury using danuglipron. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.